Moving along, ladies and gentlemen, and all our listeners on our webcast, it's the 2025 Microcap Rodeo. And coming up next, we are running about 10 minutes behind, so we will keep that noted. We will ask questions, or if anybody has any questions to ask, we will take those at the end of the following presentation. Joining us now, the founder and CEO from British Columbia, Canada. It is a high-grade gold company, and it is called Goliath Resources. And at this time, I'd like to welcome, once again, their CEO and founder, Roger Rosmus. Roger, come on up.
Thank you for the intro. Happy to be here at the my first rodeo in New York, I guess really the story is pretty simple to tell. It's a brand new high-grade gold discovery in the Golden Triangle of British Columbia. This is actually a grassroots discovery. It had never been drilled before or sampled before, the key reason being it was covered under glaciers and permanent snowpack. Here's an image of actually the Sherbet Mountain. You're kind of looking northish here. And kind of zooming in, that's kind of the area of activity here where most of the drilling has taken place. Being here in the States, you can see we've got about three Empire State Buildings stacked up. So just to give you an idea of the size of this area. To date, we have raised over close to $70 million in the last 3 years in some terrible markets. I do believe that's a testament to the fact that, this is a new discovery that has certainly all the characteristics of a Tier 1 asset. As it unfolds here, situated in a Tier 1 jurisdiction, mining-friendly, pro-mining area of British Columbia, Canada. To date, we've identified over 1.2 kilometers of 12 stacked vertical veins. That all mineralized, all the holes we've put into the system to date, 92,000 meters. We've hit on every hole, of which last year, 2024 drilling, we did have about a 100% hit rate of mineralization every hole, and 92% actually had visible gold in them. This year we're planning a 40,000 meter drill program to follow up on some of the things we learned from last year. We have done some early metallurgical work. We're getting a 92.2% recovery of the gold at a 327 micron crush, of which pretty much half of that is free gold, just from gravity alone, so no deleterious material, no cyanide required to extract the gold from the host rock. So literally, this gold is half of it's falling out of the host rock itself. And current market cap, I guess, we're sitting around 328 million Canadian, U.S., about 245, and one of the things we should mention, we do have quite a bit of infrastructure around this discovery. There's a town of Kitsault, which used to be a mining town back in the 80s. There's high-tension power there. The system does sit on tidewater, which doesn't freeze, so there's barge access on either side of the project, which could take you into Kitsault, or even to the Kitsault mine, where it does sit on a brownfield site where the Molly mine was in operation back in the early 80s. And that's right next door to, again, the town of Kitsault. And we all know Tier 1 miners are all looking for Tier 1 type assets to basically fill in the gold that they're taking out every day and planning down the road. Some of our key shareholders include Crescat Capital. They've been in shareholder of the company since December of 2020. Shortly thereafter, Eric Sprott took a position. That would have been in early 2021. And since then, McEwen Mining, MUX, trades on the NYSE and TSX, have taken a position in the firm. Rob McEwen has taken a position personally as well as a, pardon me, a global commodity group based out of Singapore. So kind of looking at this year as sort of a low-risk expansion phase. The whole idea of finding new discoveries is typically they start out really, really big, and the more you drill, the smaller it gets. In our case, the more we're drilling, the bigger it gets, and we still don't know how big the system is. Share structure here, just over 150 million issued outstanding. Volume's been very, very good, in the obviously up in Canada for the most part. Volume has a high of 287, and fully diluted, we're sitting about 182 million. That would bring another $27 million into the treasury. As of our last financial statement, we had over or close to $20 million of cash and liquid securities. Recently, we announced a bought deal from Stifel Nicolaus Canada for $20 million at $3.17 a share, no warrant. As well, we're doing a sidecar, non-brokered, four-month hold financing, about $4 million. So that'll bring another $24 million gross proceeds to the treasury. You can see the various positions held by Crescat, obviously 14.4%, and McEwen Mining, so on and so forth. Location-wise, again, we're in the southeastern tip of the Golden Triangle, British Columbia, within the SK Rift, again, mining-friendly jurisdiction, pro-mining in the area. Zooming in closer, the blue circle here is the Sherbet Zone, the discovery of the mountain that I showed you at the beginning of the presentation. And you can see Kitsault to the bottom right here, so it's about a 15-minute helicopter ride to the site. And the red line that's kind of squiggling through the property there, that's actually a contact point. It's not a road. It's a contact point between the Stehena and Hazelton Volcanics, or Hazelton Group, pardon me. And that's a key marker because all the main deposits in the triangle have been found within 2 to 3 kilometers of either side of this red line, of this contact. Here's a just a quick snapshot of the town of Kitsault. These are the apartment buildings the crew lives in. And, you know, our core shacks, core cutting, so on and so forth. So that's actually sitting up on a hill. And then down below is the bay there where the tidewater access and barge facilities would be. Here's some of the drilling that we've done from 2021 to 2024. Again, this year's going to be an aggressive program of at least 40,000 meters with the idea of trying to tighten up the spacings in some of the loads. Again, so we have 12 of these loads with a focus on the higher grade load, which is running, you know, consistently. We've got a lot of sort of 5 to 9 meter to 39 meters of over 1 ounce material. With the idea to hopefully define that a little bit better as far as demonstrating the continuity is there, the predictability is there, to hopefully come out with a nice back-of-the-envelope calculation of what that high grade, just that one load, could possibly be at the end of the season. And here's an image of the loads, the various the Sherbet discovery, the original outcrop is that yellow bit there, and then again that bonanza, the purplish. That's the contact between the sediments above, volcanics below, and that's where we're seeing the highest, call it high grade of you know, some really decent intercepts. So that'll be the, you know, one of our key focuses again for this year. Pardon me. The best we've had is 39 meters over an ounce. We've had 9 meters over an ounce, 5 meters over an ounce. 8 meters over half an ounce, and typically it's gold equivalency. So when we talk gold equivalency in our press releases, it's primarily gold, kind of 90 to 95% is gold. You got some silver, copper, lead, and zinc make up the balance. Okay, so essentially, if you can image the mountain, what I showed you initially here, so all this actually sits above the valley floor. So we're not going down, you know, a kilometer or two to you know, drill into these various loads. It's essentially above the valley floor, about 200 meters, which obviously would be advantageous in a mining scenario. We'd have gravity working in your favor. You're driving at it into the side of the hill and essentially extract the material that way. New development from mid last year, actually. These pink vertical looking structures, these are actually dikes that kind of cross-cut with some of the shear zones, the flatter loads that we were initially chasing. Up until last year, you know, the narrative had been that these dikes, which are of Eocene age, which is kind of 51 to 52 million years old, are supposed to be barren of any type of mineralization. Lo and behold, we got lucky. We actually found some visible gold, bismuth, and moly, and one of these dikes right within the where we see the quartz veinlet. So we quickly went and looked back at our logs and images, and we grabbed 13 holes from 2021 to 2023 relogged those holes, of which actually six of them did have visible gold. So this is a brand new discovery for us as well as just for the entire region. So we're reshaping the Golden Triangle as it happens in real time, which is pretty interesting. So one of those holes actually ran, it was over 12 grams over 10 meters, gold equivalency again, which is pretty interesting. And then the other holes, for the most part, did run decent mineralization with some pretty good widths as well. So with that, just to get everyone back on track here with the schedule, and I've got another engagement here outside, a meeting here at 2:30. Here's some of the recent catalyst announcement that we've made. Again, we're going to drill 25 miles of meters this year, 40,000 meters, with 9 rigs. They're in Kitsault right now. Again, they're relogging a bunch of this hole. We mentioned this bought deal financing from Stifel Nichols Canada, plus the $4 million concurrent financing I'm doing on the side here. Again, that's all going to be done at $3.17. We're trading at $2.20. This is done through a charity flow through. So obviously lots of benefits. We get some torque. We get a 1.65 or 1.625 delta on any of the back-end purchasing. So total is about 7.6 million shares, and with some broker warrants of, call it a half a million, we're looking at, you know, call it just only 8 million shares that we're being ultimately issuing based on our short current market cap is pretty minimal dilution. Again, we've picked 50 holes, again, with this reduced intrusive-looking style of mineralization for relog. Lo and behold, we put an announcement out, I guess, this week. The first hole of the 50 actually had multiple occurrences of visible gold. We're excited about sitting within a 26-meter or 85-foot interval, and we're setting that up for assays immediately. I think it's heading up for assays today. And last but not least, we did engage JDS Mining to look at the adit possibility. So that's still early days. We'll be on site later this month, and hopefully have a proposal from them as to what we could possibly do, putting an adit in, maybe a bulk sample, as well as look at possibilities of putting a road in. And with that, I'll take some questions. All right, thank you very much. Have a great afternoon, and thanks for coming to listen about the story here. Cheers.